我想他自己会讲中文，我就不翻译了。
大家好，我叫赵安田。这个夏天我去了印尼，去了一个岛叫 Sulawesi。我在那里给一些翻译圣经的人，印尼人，给他们教英语。因为英语会帮他们的翻译的工作。我在那里也跟一些教会和其他的宣教士去一个穆斯林的村子传福音。所以我对穆斯林有特别的感情，也希望以后可以服侍他们。我在印尼的生活有点困难，因为在山上丛林里有很多动物，有很热，然后他们没有热水或者什么的，所以但是我觉得这个经验带给我了很多的喜乐，教了我很多的跨文化的功课，所以感觉特别感谢神可以给我这个机会。现在讲英文吧。So I went to Indonesia this summer for 3 months, and I went with an organization called Wycliffe Bible Translators, and I worked with some local translators in Indonesia to translate the Bible into their local language. And this helps them, English helps them to translate the Bible, because there's a lot of Bible commentaries and Bible exegesis for them to use to check their translations. So that was why I went there, to help them with their English reading, speaking, comprehension, listening. So as an English teacher, it was a really great way for me to help in that Bible translation process. When I was also there, I worked with some Muslims in a Muslim village during Ramadan, going to talk to them, talking to them about Jesus in a contextualized way. So that was a really great experience, and I hope in the future that I can work more with Muslims as a missionary. After this year, I'll be done with my master's program. So please pray for a way for God to lead me somewhere that's needed for English teachers and also in a Muslim area. So thank you so much for your support and your prayers. And good to see you. Thank you.
Thank you, Emily. We thank God for her because she will be the third child family generation missionary. My father was a missionary to Japan. And then my brother Jonathan Zhao and I and my wife were missionary to China.
我的哥哥赵天恩牧师还有我我们夫妻两个，我们是去中国的做宣教士。
Now praise God that God called Emily to be a third generation missionary, perhaps to the Muslim world.
感谢神，呼召我们的女儿作为第三代的宣教士，她特别是对穆斯林有负担。
So pray for us and pray for her.
所以请你们为我们祷告，也为Emily 祷告。
She is leaving for Chicago next week, next Wednesday.
她下星期三就回到芝加哥。
And we are leaving for China in 2 weeks.
我们还有一个多礼拜，我们就要去中国。
So pray for us as we witness and work for the Lord in the coming month and the coming years.
所以请你们为我们前面的事工代祷。
So this morning, I'd like to speak to you on the God's purpose in the human suffering.
So 今天早上我要我讲到的题目就是神在人类受苦当中神所存的神的旨意。
And we read the Bible passage this morning, which is very relevant to our study this morning.
所以我们刚才读的圣经的经文是跟我们的就是我们今天就是跟我们的主题有很深的关系。
And then usually this question of human suffering is very delicate, very difficult to handle.
你通常讲到人类的苦难，这是一个非常艰难的、很敏感的一个话题。
Because I hear a lot of non-Christians talk about how can a good and just God allow suffering and pain and evil in the world.
我们常听到一些非信徒他们讲说，既然神是全能的，他为什么允许世界上会有这么多的苦难，这么多邪恶的事情产生？
And therefore they say, if such a God allow these things, then God must not be a good God.
他们认为说，如果神允许这些事发生，那么这样子的神一定不是一个良善的神。
Because if he's all perfect, he will not allow suffering.
因为他如果是完美的，他不会容许人受苦。
And if he's all just, then he should not allow evil to happen because he's good and just.
因为如果他是一个公义的神，他就不会允许有恶人跟恶的事情、邪恶的事在世上发生。
So usually we answer these questions like this.
通常我们是这样子回答这个问题的。
And the way to answer those questions, because I dealt with them in colleges for many years.
其实我以前在大学教书的时候，我也常常面临学生提出这个问题。
The first thing we say, well, we do not know all the answers.
通常我这样回答说，我没有办法知道所有的答案。
But what we do know is that God is good and just.
但是我们确实知道我们的神又是公义的，又是良善的。
For instance, for the suffering so on, like recent Tianjin, the explosion so on, those are natural things.
有些事情是自然的，就是或是人为的错，譬如说我们听到最近的天津的化工厂大爆炸的事。
So those are calamities or earthquakes and fires and all those things are God allows those things happen because that's the way earth works.
所以有的时候我们看到有地震，有很多的天灾，这个是神允许的。
But what about evil?
但是有一些是人祸。
And the evil things that we cannot control.
有些人祸也是我们不能控制的。
How to answer those questions is that we say evil came because of a human sin.
我们也许可以这样回答，有的时候人祸是因为人的罪产生的。
Because before the fall of Adam and Eve, there were no evil.
因为在亚当夏娃犯罪之前，世界上没有恶存在。
And then the devil came in.
然后魔鬼来了。
And that begins a kind of the beginning of evil in the world.
就从那个时候，这个罪恶就进入了世界。
But the evil things still happen because God allows evil things happen because humans are sinners.
神还是让人世界上有人祸，主要的是因为人本身是恶的，是犯罪的。
And the greatest answer we can give is that God has done greatest things he can do because he can solve the problem of evil.
我们唯一能回答就是说神能够因为神已经尽他的力量来解决这个罪的问题。
He solved the issue of evil by giving his Lord Jesus Christ, his son, to die in our place.
神解决的方法就是差他的儿子来到世界上为了我们的罪而死。
So he forgives us and he allows us to become his own.
所以神饶恕我们的罪，而且收我们做他的儿女。
So that's how we answer the problem evil.
所以这就是我们回答关于这个罪的问题。
And if we refuse his love and salvation, then we are to blame ourselves.
如果我们拒绝救恩，拒绝神的拯救的话，我们只能怪自己。
So now the non-Christians are not answering the question.Try to avoid this evil by rejecting Jesus.
所以很多非信徒他们没有办法回答这个问题，因为他们拒绝接受主耶稣的救恩。
So I usually tell students who are or agnostic or atheist students is, don't worry about the evils and all those inequalities of the world.
我常常告诉我的学生或是一些无神论者，我说你们不用担心，不用忧虑，这个世界上有这么多的这种邪恶的事情。
And solve your own issue, your own problem, evil and sin, by accepting Jesus.
最重要的是你要解决你个人的这个犯罪的问题。那么解决的方法就是接受耶稣基督做你的救主。
Then the worldly evil or suffering, you don't have to worry because let God take care of that.
至于世界上存在的这些苦难，这些恶事的问题，让你不用担心，让神来解决。
A lot of times they say, oh, I don't want to deal with Jesus.
很多时候他们说，哦，我不要跟我谈耶稣。
So a lot of times people talking about evil suffering is kind of a smoke screen not to accept Jesus, reject Jesus.
所以有那些拒绝耶稣的人，他们谈到这些苦难的时候，他们好像就是在一个薄雾的后头，躲在那后头。
So again, whenever you see or talk to people with this problem, just ask them to say,The Lord Jesus Christ solved the greatest evil by dying on the cross. God allowed his own son to die.
所以每次你面对别人提出这个问题的时候，你就告诉他说，这个问题的最大的、最主要、终极的一个解决方法，神已经做了，就是差他的儿子为我们的罪死在十字架上。
I'll give you an example of how the Bible handled problem evil.
让我举一个例子，就是圣经怎么来对应这个邪恶的事。
Remember the story of Joseph, his brother sold him to slavery to Egypt.
记不记得约瑟被他的哥哥卖到埃及为奴？
Because they hated Joseph because Joseph was the father's boy.
你记得他的哥哥都很嫉妒他，因为他的父亲特别的宠爱约瑟。
So they want to get rid of him, they sold him to slavery, so they meant evil.To kill him, they did not kill him, they would say, get rid of him, and then they did.
所以他的哥哥们因为嫉妒他把他卖给埃及，卖到埃及去做奴，想要除掉他。
But when all these things happen at the end, Genesis 50:20 says, the Bible says, you brothers meant for evil, but God meant it for good.
但是在最后的时候，他们团圆以后，约瑟告诉他的哥哥说，你们虽然，你们的意思是要伤害我，但是神的意思原是好的。
So everything happened under God's guidance, God's will.
所以发生在我们身上的每一件事情都是有神的引导，神的看顾。
And that is a permissive will of God when we study the Bible about the will of God in terms of good and evil things.
所以当我们在解释这个善良跟邪恶的时候，我们常常就说这个是神的一种消极的旨意。
Because we know from Romans 8:28 that all things work for good for those who love God, those who are called children of God.
所以因为罗马书八章二十八节那里告诉我们说，万事互相效力，叫爱神的人得益处。
So this morning, I'd like to go into a little bit more what the Bible talk about suffering.
今天早上我愿意再进一步的谈谈圣经怎么讲人的苦难。
You know, we just read Romans 5, and we maybe turn to Romans 5 for your referral of the Bible.
如果你有圣经的话，希望你就留在罗马书第五章。
The first two verses are basically telling about the Christian justification and before God. We have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ.
第一节和第二节那里讲到我们信了，我们因为信称义。就借着主耶稣基督跟神和好。
And then the verse 2 says, through whom we have gained access by faith into this grace in which we now stand.
第二节说我们又借着他因信得进入现在所站的这个恩典中。
And we rejoice in the hope of the glory of God.
并且欢欢喜喜地盼望神的荣耀。
So the first two verses gives us the assurance of salvation.
所以第一节、第二节是给我们一个救恩的确据。
And therefore we have peace with God.
所以我们可以跟神和好。
So we have that peace with God through our experience and knowledge of God.
所以借着我们对神的经历、对神的认识，我们可以有这种平安。
And then verses 3 to 5 give us more reason for the hope that is in Christ.
第三到第五节给我们更多的理由，让我们相信我们在基督里是有盼望的。
And then how should Christians respond then?
基督徒我们应该怎么样来回应这样子的苦难？
First of all, Christians do have sufferings. We suffer just like anybody else suffer in the world.
第一个就是基督徒确实跟世界上其他的人一样，我们也会受苦。
And how should we respond to these trials in the midst of difficulties, calamities.
那第二点就是我们怎么样来看待这些苦难。
And how shall we respond and strengthen our confidence that we are truly converted believers?
第三点就是说我们的这种回应怎么样能够使我们更加的确信我们在基督里的这种救恩。
So the Bible gives us four points, four areas where we have answered the question of suffering.
所以圣经给了我们四个答案，就是我们怎么样来回答有关苦难的问题。
And those are the God's purpose for us to suffer as Christians.
因为这里告诉我们说，神允许我们受苦的这个旨意是什么，目的是什么。
And Paul says that the Christians respond to this trial by rejoicing. In suffering and in worldly suffering that we encounter.
所以保罗教的我们就是我们在患难中也是要欢欢喜喜的。
Because he says it's not only so we were rejoicing in our suffering.
因为他这里说不但如此就是在患难中也是欢欢喜喜的。
That's very strange.
这听起来很奇怪。
Do you enjoy suffering?
有没有人会喜欢患难？
Nobody really enjoys suffering, whether in health or in sickness or in business or in jobs, and we do not enjoy suffering.
没有一个人喜欢受苦，没有一个人喜欢你在健康上、在经济上、在工作上碰到难处。
But the Bible tells us to rejoice.
但圣经告诉我们要欢喜。
And to the glory of God.
是为了神的荣耀。
You know, this is when we experience that. That means we are Christians.
所以，当我们有这样子的经历的时候，就证明我们里面有基督的生命。
That means you identify your suffering with Christ.
因为你与基督一同受苦。
Because Christ has suffered the most.
因为基督他受了最大的苦难。
And even to the death on the cross.
甚至为我们死在十字架上。
And that's how Paul understands that we are to rejoice in suffering.
所以这就是保罗这里说，我们为什么要因为苦难而欢喜
？You know, suffering can come many ways and shapes.
我们知道苦难会以不同的形式临到我们。
And it could be physical.
可能是肉体上的。
And it could be emotional.
可能是情感上的。
And sometimes physical.
有的时候是肉体上的。
And sometimes financial.
有的时候是 suffering. 经济上的。
But Paul says, knowing that suffering produces.
但是保罗在这里说，患难可以产生一些东西。
Produce those four things that in verse 3 and 4.
它产生的四样东西就记载在第三到第五节。
So Paul tells us that suffering does something to you, accomplish something.
保罗告诉我们说，患难确实能够产生，能够制造一些东西。
It has value.
它有它的价值。
And therefore we rejoice.
所以我们会在患难中欢喜。
Just for example, Paul and the Bible tell us about a woman in labor.
像圣经给我们一个例子，就讲到妇人在这个产难生产的时候的痛苦。
She experienced a lot of pain, a lot of suffering in at that few moments or a few hours.
所以在那个几个小时当中这个妇人会受很大的痛苦。
My wife did not suffer through a childbirth.
我的太太没有经过产难。
Because our three children were cesarean born.
Still pain.
I did not know.
我的太太没有受过生产之苦，因为她是经历了挨了三刀，每次都是那个剖腹产。
But you suffer afterwards.
她是生完以后才痛苦。
But what happened was the first baby was breached in her stomach, in her womb.
因为第一个孩子就是那个胎位不正
，so that she tried one whole day did not come out.
所以她试了一整天，孩子都没有办法生下来。
So she did suffer and without much fruit.
因为第一次就是痛了一整天，但是还是没什么结果。
And the doctor says, look at this, how can she give birth?
那个医生说这样子的话怎么办
？So therefore they made a decision to open up and the first baby came out.
所以他们第一次就决定了剖腹。
But you know, the Bible gave us the assurance that the suffering produced something worthwhile.
但圣经告诉我们说，苦难会 产生一些东西。
And it says that after the baby is delivered, she no longer remains the pain, no longer remember the pain, but she rejoices because a new fruit, a new baby came out.
因为当孩子生下来以后，这个妈妈就忘记了刚才所受的痛苦，因为她得到了这个结果，就是一个婴孩。
So the suffering produces a reward and blessing to come.
所以痛苦可以带来结果。
The Bible tells us number one point is that the Bible tells us that the suffering produces perseverance.
所以患难带来什么？ 第一个结果就是它带来忍耐。
And sometimes the Bible, other translation, Bible translation says patience, produces patience.
所以它是坚忍或是忍耐。
And the original Greek has the idea of to abide under or stay under pressure.
希腊原文的意思就是说你停留或是你承受一个很大的压力。
So pressure is something we want to get out.
通常我们碰到压力我们就想逃避。
But suffering teaches us to stay under and stick until it is done.
所以但是在圣经告诉我们压力来的时候你要留在那里要挺下去。
So perseverance or patience is opposite of panic or trying to get bailed out.
所以忍耐的相反就是慌张然后想要放弃。
And another word is, translation of this word is steadiness. Suffering produces steadiness or calm or readiness or smoothness.
但是另外一种翻译就是说患难会稳固稳住就稳定。
Do you remember when you experienced your trial or suffering in the Lord?
你记不记得你曾经为了在主里面受苦?
Whatever it is,
不管是什么,
you say, oh no, what's going on? What did I wrong? Did I sin against God?
当你碰到苦难的时候,我们常会说,哎呀,到底怎么回事?
You were just like the disciple of Jesus on the Sea of Galilee.
你就会像在加利利上耶稣的门徒。
When the storm was raging and then the Lord Jesus Christ was sleeping, but the disciples are panicked.
所以当暴风雨来的时候,耶稣在船底睡觉,门徒就惊慌起来。So
they tried to wake up Jesus and said, Jesus, don't you see that we're about to sink, you're sleeping.
他们说,耶稣,你还睡呢,你看我们不是要丧命了吗?
And the Lord rebuked the wind and then he stood up and says, don't panic. And then there was peace and in the storm.
主耶稣就斥责起来,就斥责那个风,对海说,住了吧,静了吧。
Jesus brought peace to the storm.
耶稣就平静了风浪。
That is what the suffering do to you when you have trust in the peace of Jesus by giving yourself to him.
所以你把你自己给耶稣,你信靠神的话,神就会给你这样子的平安。
So the perseverance gives you the patience to wait upon the Lord.
所以患难会使你忍耐,让你安心地等候神。
It gives you steadiness because you have trust, you know who is in control.
因为你知道是谁在控制这个暴风雨,那么你的心里就可以平稳。
You don't get panicked quickly.
你不会很快就慌张起来。
You know who is in control.
你知道谁在控制。
When you learn something from the Lord, that is what the patience means. You bring your patience with the perseverance because you suffer for him.
所以当你学会这一切的时候,就表示这个患难带给你的结果就是让你忍耐。
So the next time or next time when suffering comes, next time when calamity comes, you are prepared for it.
所以当下一次你再碰到灾害来临的时候, 你就已经有预备了。And
you stay under and let it work out.
所以你就挺在那里,然后让灾难过去。And
that's what Paul saying in verse 3.
所以第三节保罗就是这样子说的。You
don't panic.
你不要慌张。You
stay under and let things work out. God will take care of you.
你要忍耐,然后神会照顾你,让你安然度过这个暴风雨。So
suffering produces patience.
所以患难生忍耐。And
if you don't suffer, you will never learn the quality of being the patience in the Lord.
如果你没有受过苦难，你就很难知道真正的忍耐是什么。
From my studies and my mission work in China, we experienced a lot of Christians who are suffering for the Lord.
我们在中国宣教的经验让我们看到有很多基督徒为了神的缘故受苦。
They say that suffering is a training ground for patience and obedience.
他们说受苦苦难是我们学会忍耐顺服的一个最好的工厂。
And they are not asking for suffering.
他们并没有求神让他们受苦。
But they suffer because of truth.
他们受苦是因为真理的缘故。
Because most of the time they were suffering for the Lord because they preached the gospel without permit.
所以有的时候他们因为没有受到没有许可传福音就受苦。
And the Chinese pastors who suffer a lot will mature quickly in the Lord.
那些受苦的那些传道人，他们因为受苦，他们就变得更成熟。
Now when I go in there and interview them, I say, "Oh, you suffer so much for the Lord in jail, beaten and harassment and punishment day and night over 10-20 year period."
我去看他们的时候，我常常说，哎呀，你们真是很为主受了很多苦，有的下监了，有的被打。
And they say, "Oh, this is nothing."
他们常说，哦，这个算不了什么。
This is nothing compared to what Jesus suffered for us on the cross and died for us.
这个跟耶稣为我们死在十字架上所受的苦相比，这个算不上什么。
See, they understand what it means to be suffered with Christ because they know suffering produces patience and obedience.
他们知道，为什么呢？因为他们晓得，患难会让他们更加的忍耐和顺服。
Because they know the will of God through suffering.
因为他们知道神的话语要他们受苦。
And then I want to read the First Peter 4:11-12, kind of confirm this teaching about perseverance.
我们读彼得前书第四章一到二节那里特别讲到的受苦的。
He says, dear friends, do not be surprised at the fiery ordeal that has come to you to test you as though something strange were happening to you, but rejoice in as much as you participate in the suffering of Christ so that you may overjoy when his glory is revealed.
彼得前书四章十二到十三节，亲爱的弟兄啊，有火炼的试炼临到你们，不要以为奇怪，似乎是遭遇非常的事，倒要欢喜，因为你们是与基督一同受苦，使你们在他荣耀显现的时候，也可以欢喜快乐。
You know, a lot of time we do not experience this kind of thing because our life is too comfortable here.
有的时候我们因为生活很舒适，我们不太体会到这一点。
That's why I enjoy going to see these pastors, evangelists who suffer and learn lessons from them so I can emulate and imitate them actually in the suffering for Christ.
所以我很喜欢跟这些传道人谈这些受苦的人，因为我可以从他们那里学到功课。
And the second point about the suffering, human suffering, God's purpose is that not only suffering produces patience and steadiness,But the steadiness produces character.
所以第二点就是患难不只是生忍耐，而且忍耐生老练。
And the Greek word about character is having to do something having been tested and approved of.
在希腊文里头，这个老练哈，它这个意思就是讲经过了测试，而且是鉴定合格的。
And because of it being tested and proved, you are more reliable in terms of the character as a Christian.
因为你经过了测试试炼以后，你就是更可靠的。
So this produces a reliability that you are faithful to the Lord, and therefore you are faithful to His word and His ministry.
因为这个证实了你这个人的这种可信度，因为你忠心对主耶稣的在基督徒的生活里头，你是一个忠心的仆人。
And they see the strength in you, and you become a more reliable person.
你别人可以在你身上看到你这里面的一种说不出的力量。
You know, we need that kind of suffering.
我们都需要这样子的一种试炼。
Which produces patience and also character.
这个不只是使我们更忍耐，而且使我们更老练。
You know, character you have to earn it.
因为这种老练，这种品格是需要去学习赢来的。
By your action and by your word.
借着你的话语，你的行动表现出来。
And now the word means that God is building you up so that he can build you up so you can be bold as Peter, as the pastors in China who produces patience and also in the character.
所以神呢，他借着试炼来塑造你的个性，所以让你可以像彼得，像中国许多的传道人一样，变得非常老练。
So that's like God is making you a veteran, experienced warrior for Him.
所以这样的话，神就是要在塑造你，让你成为一个老手，一个身经百战的一个战士。
And I want to quote the Living Bible, 1 Corinthians, 2 Corinthians 1, 8 to 10. Kind of give you a flavor what Paul is talking about in terms of building character and building a tested character. And this Bible reading is a more kind of a colloquial language in the English. It says, I think you ought to know, dear brothers, about the hard time that we went through in Asia. Paul was in teaching and ministry in Asia, like Turkey. We were really crushed and overwhelmed and feared that we would never live through it. We felt we were doomed to die and saw how powerless we were to help ourselves. But that was good, for then we put everything into hands of God. We alone could save us. Who alone can save us? For He can even raise the dead. And He did help us, and He saved us from a terrible death. Yes, we expected Him to do it again and again.
好，我们看中文的新译本哈，它翻译的比英文的简单的多。你说，弟兄们，我们在亚西亚遭受的患难，我们很想让你们知道。那个时候我们受了过于我们所能忍受的压力，甚至活下去的指望都没有了，而且断定自己是必死的。然而这正是我们不依靠自己，只依靠那叫死人复活的神，他救我们脱离了那极大的死亡，而且他还要救我们，我们希望他将来仍要救我们。
Now that's a veteran warrior speaking for Christ.
这是一个老手的语气。
See, he's been through a lot.Tough times.
我们知道保罗经历了很多的患难。
And he knew that God would take him through.
他知道神会带领他经过这一切。
Although he was very prepared to die for Christ.
但是他已经预备了随时为基督舍命。
And the Lord is saying, it's not over yet.
但是主耶稣说这些还没有到最后。
There's something more.
以后你还会碰到一些苦难。
But God will take us through.
但是神会带我们安然度过前面的苦难。
And that is a veteran who speaks one to serve the Lord.
这个是一个一生服侍主的老仆人他所说的话。
And I can give a little testimony here about my health.
我自己也可以做一个见证。
Several months ago, I experienced a heart kind of a pressure at home.
几个月以前我在家里忽然觉得胸痛。
So, I called my cardiologist. I said, I experienced some pain here. What should I do?
我就打电话给我的医生说我胸痛，我应该怎么办？
And he said, go to the emergency hospital right away.
他说你就去急诊室，立刻去。
But I told my wife, I'm hungry. I want to eat something.
但是我跟我的妻子说我现在肚子饿了，我们先吃饭吧。
And then we called our daughter, who is a nurse.
我打电话给我的女儿，大女儿，她是一个护士。
She says, "Daddy, no food. Just go to the hospital."
她说，爸爸，你不能吃东西，你立刻去医院。
So they did an angiogram for my heart problem.
他们就给我做了一个手术，一个测试的手术。
And then stayed there overnight, hospital for observation.
然后就在医院待了一天。
So next day, the doctor came.
第二天医生来。
And he says, you're a lucky guy.
他说你很幸运。
There's no block in your three arteries go to your heart valves.
Some block.
他
说你的心脏有一些地方阻塞。
And then the next question I want to ask, can I travel next week?
我那时候就问他，我立刻就问他，我下礼拜要去中国，我可以去吗？
And then without hesitation, he said, yes.
他说你可以去。
So that will answer my prayer because the week after that, I have to go to China. So praise the Lord, God protect me even though I have some heart problem.
虽然我有一些心脏的问题，但是感谢神，神保守。
And God is pleased when you want to serve the Lord. He gave you strength.
当你愿意服侍神的时候，神给你力量。
And that's how the Paul dealt with life and death in the pressure of life.
所以这是保罗在他在活下去的指望都没有的时候，他怎么样忍受这样子的压力？
Because in the life of a ministry of Paul, there's hope in these sufferings.
因为在保罗的事工里头，他有一个盼望。
So previously, the character that God gave you drive for the hope that is in you.
所以呢，患难它让你生老练，老练就可以，你因为老练，你就对神有盼望。
And the third reason for human suffering in the Bible is number three, suffering produces character, character produces hope.
所以第三点就是因为患难生忍耐，忍耐生老练，然后老练生盼望。
So this is the second time the hope come out. In verse 2, Paul says, rejoicing in hope.
这是第二次我们看到这个盼望，因为刚才我们读到盼，我们读到我们有荣耀的盼望。
And hope of sharing the glory of God.
就是我们要，我们有盼望，就是得到神的荣�ao.
Because there's hope in resurrection.
因为在将来的复活中间，我们有盼望。
Because Jesus died and then he resurrected. That was hope. That's the greatest hope in the world.
因为耶稣死了，但是他复活了。这个是我们在世界上最大的盼望。
And here is hope that we will share with the glory of God.
那么我们的盼望就是有一天我们要分享神的荣�ao。
And that's God's character.
这就是神的一个品格，神的属性。
God gave us hope because he is the source of all hope.
神给我们盼望，因为他是一切盼望的源头。And
we have the hope that God is producing the image of Christ in us.
所以我们的盼望就是神会在我们里面给我们基督的样式。That's
a great thing. That's a great comfort.
这是一个很大的安慰。And
this hope is certainty.
而且这种盼望是确定的。It's
not possibility that we have hope.
不只是一种可能性而已。And
that's why your life and our life are being changed day by day toward the image of Christ.
所以神给我们的盼望就是我们每一天都在改变，有基督的样式。Yes,
he's transforming us to be more and more like him, less like our old selves.
他会让我们一天比一天更少像我们的老我，一天比一天更像基督的样式。
I interview a pastor named Li Tianen.
In China.
So he was in jail for 16 years for not cooperating with the three self patriotic church movement.
他因为他的教会不愿意加入三自的爱国委员会，所以他就被下在监里头16年。
So when I interview him, I ask specifically, did you have hope in prison?
我在访问他的时候，我问他说，你在监狱里的时候，心里有没有盼望？
He says, definitely, yes.
他说，当然有。
I said, how are you in jail for 10, 15 years? There's no hope of getting out. Every day you are experiencing pain and suffering.
我问他说，你在监狱里头那么久，你怎么还能够有盼望呢？
Because he says, there's hope on the cross that the Christ died for me. I always have hope.
他说，因为耶稣为我死在十字架上，所以我永远有盼望。
If I die in prison, I gain Christ.
因为如果我在监狱头死了，那么我就得了基督。
That's hope.
那是我的盼望。
So prison experience in China for pastors is costly, but they have eternal hope.
对于这些传道人来讲，虽然 他们的盼望是付上了很大的代价，但是这是他们永恒的一个盼望。And
they were tested severely so that they have overcome sin.
因为他们自己经过了试验，而且他们胜过了罪，所以他们可以得到可以为主做见证。And
that's why you see when they come out, their lives are so pure, so wonderful, so cleansed in that they do not like to sin anymore.
所以当他们出来的时候，他们的生命都变得比以前更纯净，更更纯洁。他们也以前的很多的罪，他们都胜过了。
And they have the promise of union with Christ when they suffer.
因为他们是与基督联合。
And they have a hope of his return.
他们也与基督的盼望有份。
And this one I like to share with you, 1 Peter 4, 1 and 2, this promise, really promise that the many of the pastors experienced.
所以彼得前书第四章一到二节，我愿意跟你们一起读，因为这是神的应许，也是很多传道人的见证。
It says, therefore, since Christ suffered in this body, arm yourself with the same attitude, because whosoever suffers in the body is done with sin.
所以说，基督既在肉身受苦，你们也当这样的心智作为兵器，因为在肉身受过苦的，就已经与罪断绝了。
As a result, they do not live in the rest of their earthly life for the evil human desire, but rather for the will of God.
你们存这样的心，从今以后就可以不从人的情欲，只从神的旨意，在世度余下的光阴。
There was a pastor who was jailed for 20 years for committing some crime in China.
有一位传道人，他因为犯罪被判了21年的徒刑。
Because somebody tipped the police, and he was not a Christian, so he was arrested and sent to a 20-year prison sentence.
有一位不信主的人告发了他，举发他，所以他被判了二十年徒刑在监狱里。
So he says the first 10 years he learned to hate that guy and condemn him for turning him in.
他说头十年我学会了仇恨，我不断的恨，而且咒诅那个举告我的人。
Then he became a Christian in jail.
后来他才成为一个基督徒。后来这个传道人进去的时候不是传道人，后来他在监狱里头信主，成为基督徒。
And then the next 10 years he began to forgive and healing took place.
但是在剩下的十年中，他学会了怎么样的来饶恕这个人。
So therefore, he was no more sinning in the sense of hating before.
所以在他出来的时候，他已经胜过了他原先那个仇恨的罪。
So when he came out, he was a newborn person.
当他出来的时候，他已经是一个新造的人。
And therefore, he was done in sin in terms of hating and also revenge.
他已经与他的肉身与罪断绝了，因为他已经不再仇恨，不再恨这个人或想要报复。
So that's exactly what the Bible says.
这就是圣经所说的。
When you suffer for the Lord, you're done with sin.
当你与基督受苦，一同受苦的时候，你的罪身，你就与罪身断绝了。
That means you're less sinful in the sense of the sins you commit before.
那就是说，你以前的习惯的罪就越来越少。
Because suffering allows you to get closer to God.
因为苦难会让你更亲近神。
The fourth lesson on suffering Paul mentions here is that the hope does not disappoint us.
第四点就是保罗说的，老练呢，生盼望，这个盼望不至于让我们失望。
And another Bible verse, King James Bible says, hope does not make us ashamed.
有的版本像我们中文的和合本就翻成盼望不至于羞耻。
And this is a figure of speech.
这是一种比喻性的说法。
It's kind of like Romans 1:16 says, Paul says, I'm not ashamed of the gospel of Christ because it is the power of God.
保罗在罗马书一章十六节说，我不以福音为耻，这福音本是神的大能。
So what does he mean by this?
保罗是什么意思呢？
He means that he is proud of the gospel, of the being tested and also suffering for Christ.
他的意思就是说，保罗因为已经经过试炼，他就晓得这个福音是不是可耻的，而且他以此为荣。
And he is confident and being bold, having been suffering.
所以他因为受苦，所以他就充满了自信，而且有勇气。
And hope make us confident.
因为盼望可以带给我们信心，自信。
And hope or certainty produces confidence and boldness for you.
盼望可以带给我们信心，而且给我们勇气，我们可以勇敢地往前走。
Everyone, those pastors who jail, they have a boldness and confidence in the Lord's work.
那些受苦的, 被下监的那些传道人, 他们都是因为受苦, 他们蛮有, 在基督里传道的这种, 勇气。
One time I was preaching in China and among the maybe a group of pastors, 20, 25 of them.
有一次我在, 中国传道的时候, 有20多个, 传道人, 我在里面给他们, 做培训。
I say, how many of you have you been jailed and in prison for the gospel?
我说你们有几位曾经因为传福音被下到监里?
All of them raise their hand.
他们每一个都举手。
And that's what kind of boldness, what kind of confidence in the gospel you see in China.
那就是我们看到的这种盼望和勇气。
And that boldness is carried out when you do the Lord's work.
当你去做主的工作的时候，你就可以带着，你就可以表现出这种勇气来。
And both in speech and in deed.
不管是你的言语或是你的行为都可以显示出来。
Paul says, because God has poured out his love into the hearts by the Holy Spirit.
所以保罗说是因为所赐给我们的圣灵将神的爱浇灌在我们心里。
And that's verse 5.
那就是第五节。
This is the first time Apostle Paul mentioned the Holy Spirit.
这是保罗在罗马书第一次提到圣灵。
Because Holy Spirit is with you when you accept Christ.
因为当你接受耶稣基督的那一刹那，圣灵就已经到你的心里。But
it takes the work of Holy Spirit to activate you so that you become a powerful figure, powerful servant of God when you are being actively involved in God's work.
但是圣灵需要花一些时间在我们里面动工。 好帮助我们成为一个积极的、一个有能力的、主的工人。Holy
Spirit, who is in you and through us.
所以圣灵是在我们里面，而且是透过我们做工。Now
let me conclude by saying that suffering is for the glory of God.
让我在结论的时候，我就要提到，我们受苦是为了神的荣耀。
Remember that for the glory of God, that means you follow God's way.
所以为了神的荣耀, 这个意思就是你顺服神的, 道路, 走在神的道路上。
Because everything is permissive by God's will.
因为每一件事情都是神许可的。
And therefore, when we suffer, we do not disappoint.
所以当我们受苦的时候, 我们不会失望。
Because we rejoice in our suffering because Christ suffered for us, leaving us an example to follow him.
因为基督自己受苦, 为我们, 做了一个榜样, 所以我们在苦难中, 我们也可以欢喜。So
whatever suffering you may face in the future, do not, says the Lord, take away this suffering.
所以当你在面对苦难的时候, 你不要求神说, 神啊, 把我带离, 脱离这个苦难。
But rather says, thank the Lord for this suffering, whatever it is, says, what can I learn from this?
反而你应该说, 不管你受的苦难是什么, 你要问神说, 你要我在这一次的苦难中学到什么功课?
And you will receive one of the answers from this verse 3.
你就会在第三节里头, 看到, 你就会得到第三节给你的答案。
Because you produce patience.
因为患难生忍耐。
Character.
生老练。
Hope.
盼望。
And the hope will not disappoint you.
而且这个盼望不至于羞耻。
Jesus suffered for us.
耶稣为我们受苦。
So suffering is not a harmful thing.
所以受苦这个事情本身不会伤害我们。
It's good for the soul.
而且对我们的灵魂有好处。
Because we get closer to the Lord.
因为会吸引我们更加的靠近、亲近我们的神。
God has poured out his love into our hearts by the Holy Spirit.
神已经借着他所赐的圣灵把他的爱浇灌在我们心里。
So you see, just in the right time when we were still sinners, Christ died for us.
所以当我们还做罪人的时候, 基督已经为我们死了。
Yes, while we were sinners, Christ died for the unrighteous so that we may have life.
所以神因为为我们的, 我们在不义的时候为我们死, 所以好叫我们成为他的义。
He suffered for us.
基督为我们受苦。
That's the highest form of love.
这是爱的最高的一种形式。
So whatever we suffer, there's no match, for us.
所以不管, 我们受到什么样的痛苦,
He has suffered all for us.
我们都没有办法, 跟基督所受的苦, 相比。
Let us pray.
我们低头祷告。
要不要结束祷告？
亲爱的天父，我们感谢你，因为你许可我们受苦。虽然这些苦难不一定是你拆下来的，也不是你导致的，但是当这些天灾人祸发生在我们的生命里头的时候，我们就知道是谁在后头。我们也感谢你，因为你借着圣灵把你丰富的爱已经浇灌在我们里面。我们也知道我们是你所爱的儿女，你必会牵着我们的手经历这一切。主啊，当我们再遭遇苦难的时候，我们不再求说你救我们脱离，因为我们晓得我们在苦难中原有你美好的旨意。主啊，你要让我们借着苦难，主啊，我们就产生忍耐，产生各样好的品格，包括老练，而且呢，你最后要带给我们盼望。主啊，让我们晓得只要你牵着我们的手，我们必安然度过人生一切的暴风雨。我们也晓得这些暴风雨并没有就此歇手，我们前面的道路还会有许多的暴风雨，但是当每一次来临的时候，我们就不再惊慌，我们不再以为稀奇，因为这是我们人生必经的道路。主啊，当我们下一次在面临的时候，苦难的时候，主啊，让我们能够学会怎么样稳住在这个暴风雨中，因为知道你在船上，你必要平息这些风浪。主啊，你必会帮助我们解决我们人生各样的难题。主啊，我们所要的就是顺服，主啊，安静的等候，忍耐的等候在你面前。主啊，满有盼望，我们也晓得这个盼望是不会让我们失望的，你永远不会让我们失望。我们感谢你，这样祷告奉主耶稣的圣名。
Amen.
水。 Thank you, Elder Chow, for the message.
感谢赵牧师的分享。
Please stand as we lovingly respond to our Lord with I receive your love. We will sing it once in Mandarin and once in English.
让我们起立一起来唱爱我愿意，我们第一遍用中文唱，第二遍用英语唱。